Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquininsight, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season, as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's, I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Hello, Cancer. Okay. Bloody hell. Where do I begin with this? So first and foremost, you can see me shuffling on the screen right now. I've been shuffling that tarot deck for a hot minute, right, on there. When I was shuffling it, I was thinking, I know it's for Cancer, but I was thinking this feels like an earth sign reading. If you used to watch when I used to do those mini reads on Instagram, when it was always earth signs, right? Where it would be difficult for the message to come out. And I kind of realized it was when, I mean, even look there, there's the Four of Pentacles on screen, and the card that I had a little peep at that was kind of half coming out the deck was the Devil. So there's something very physical about this, but I used to know that earth signs didn't want to hear the message, right? And I used to write on there saying, all right, earth signs, I know you don't want this message, because earth is always about our physical reality. Now, when you see me pull the cards, when you see them come out, you will see that the kind of last two cards that come out, they are earth cards. And even that central card that we're focused on is the Nine of Coins, Nine of Pentacles, which is earth. So yeah, I get it, right? There's a very earthy feeling to this, which means this is physical, practical, what you're doing with your life, what you have in your life. You know, there's going to be some physical kind of presence to this reading. But let me begin with the energy that you're coming in with. And you got Amethyst. I'm going to read that. You got my favorite card from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, which is Healing Chaos. But they work together beautifully, these oracle cards. Let's have a little read. So this is what Amethyst says on the card. It says, "Go where your spirit dwells, where your sight is clear and your breath is liberated." What does that mean to you, Cancer? And here are the keywords: intuition, spiritual connection, stress relief. That's what you're coming in with. Pisces season? How do those themes play up, play out for you? And it says, you may be experiencing a very emotional or stressful time when you receive the Amethyst card. Perhaps a situation has gotten out of hand and you aren't sure how you're going to resolve the matter. Amethyst is considered to be both a stone of spiritual connection and helpful in seeking sobriety, which suggests the answer to your question is likely a balance between spiritual and practical means. Queen of Pentacles. Taking time to clear your mind is a meditative practice could help in seeking a solution to your problem or could provide inspiration for your next steps. However, it is still up to you to put the guidance you have received into practice. That's going to be your theme. You're putting it into practice. Connecting with cosmic intelligence has no useful power if you are unwilling or unmotivated to act upon this gift of wisdom. That's going to be in the Aries cheat sheet, which I still haven't done as I'm recording your reading, but that's going to be a theme that comes up. Like, we can have all these experiences in Pisces, and I'll share it with you. If you're on the Discord server, you already know this, that part of coming, as soon as I stepped into Aries energy, the way I described it is things got bumpy. And I had a profound Pisces season. It was profound. But there's much more, like, you know, it's all well and good having those spiritual experiences, profound experiences, but how do I embody them now and move forward? So things got a little bumpy there. Maybe you're experiencing the same. I'm going to read that bit again. Connecting with cosmic intelligence has no useful power if you are unwilling or unmotivated to act upon this gift of wisdom. Trust that your intuition is correct and will guide you to the right outcome. Additionally, this card encourages you to find productive ways to manage stress and warns of the it gets dark at the bottom of the page, as it gets harder to read. Additionally, this card encourages you to find productive ways to manage stress and warns of the destructive habit of playing the victim. Perhaps you even feel powerless against your impulses, but giving in to temptation is likely to lead to further heartache. While it may not be easy, there is a way out of your circumstances because deep down you know what to do, even if you don't want to do it. Big, right? That is a massive theme of this season. I'm not surprised it comes up for you because you're the one that embodies Aries energy out in the world, right? It's your 10th house. So what are we looking at next? Healing Chaos. My favorite card, it has a tornado on it. And I kind of feel, especially if this is, or if this is happening to you, life happens to us sometimes, right? Then it's to give you hope, right? To give you, you know, it's okay when, as this stuff, this tornado goes through my life, what will be left afterwards? If you're afraid to do this, to be the tornado, know that you may be the healing chaos that is needed. So I want to say that. Hold on 1 second. I just noticed something on here. We had a bit of healing chaos right there. One of my programs had gotten stuck, the one that renders and web optimizes the videos I'm doing. Anyway, let's have a look. So healing chaos. Spiraling tornado. Energy in our universe spirals. Water spirals in the wake of the fish that swims through the stream. Air spirals in the wake of a bird in flight. The moon spirals around the earth, which spirals around the sun, which spirals around the galaxy. Even our DNA is a spiral. It is the healing principle of life. It's not an accident that the ancient symbol for healing is the caduceus, two spiraling serpents. It is the sacred spiral. Most people assume that there is nothing good that comes from tornadoes. But every part of nature has value. For example, although some birds lose their habitat from a tornado, birds such as the prairie warbler, whippoorwill, woodpecker, grouse, and woodcock, as well as forest salamanders, all benefit from the new landscape created by tornadoes. Downed trees provide habitat for black bears and white-tailed deer and create dens for many kinds of animals. Tornadoes churn up the soil in ways that rejuvenate the earth. The sacred landscape wants you to know. When you receive this card, it acknowledges potential chaos or the need for chaos as an activator for profound healing. If your life seems chaotic, know that it has an underlying energy of healing. You're being healed on all levels. You are a healer, and you are Cancer. You know, I've said that before about you guys. Alternatively, if your life is calm to the point of being stagnant, this card suggests that it might be time to create a bit of chaos in your life. It will activate healing. Do the unexpected. Mix life up a bit. Bloody hell. Right, and then let's look at Dragonfly, which is what you got from The Wild Unknown. And it says, Master of Light, Illusion, and the Mind. The dragonfly is an ancient and ethereal creature that awakens a sense of wonder in awe. The dragonfly is a symbol of the mind, as it is always moving, shifting, shimmering, and changing. When the dragonfly card appears, it's worth considering the quality of your mind and perception. Are they restless or still? Dreamlike or crystal clear? The situation at hand may be different than it appears at first glance. The dragonfly reminds us to calm the mind so the light of wisdom can shine through. Now, I wonder if you've already done this, because you have the Queen of Swords and the King of Swords coming up in your past. When in balance, sees clearly, joyful, magical. When out of balance, can't concentrate, busy mind. To bring into balance, focus on the breath, which is always a good idea when we have air energy about. All right, so here's the deal with your reading. And you've heard, I get it, right? With the Amethyst card coming up, you're not coming in. You're coming into this maybe a little bit unsteady, right? Healing chaos, got it. Dragonfly, got it. Let's talk about air energy. So with the Queen of Swords and the King of Swords coming up, so this is what it tells me, we're coming in with this energy. I'll tell you the first story that leaps out at me. This may be yours or not, but there's going to be some variation on this. You're coming in from a place of knowing what you've been through. You've integrated your experiences. You know who you are, right? Remember, Queen of Swords, damaged people are dangerous. They know they can survive. That's your fourth house. That's Libra energy. So we've got this dynamic of having known what you've been through. You have an understanding of your past. You've gone through enough shit, right? Everyone has. That's the Queen of Swords. But it's where we've changed. We understand that we have changed for our experiences. We have knowledge based on our experiences. This is knowing what to do with that experience, right? So if she has made sense of the past internally, who she is, he is all about how does he use that knowledge now? He's socially responsible. But there's a theme that comes up with the King of Swords and the Three of Cups of either looking for the right support to do that, right? Whether that's your family members, your loved ones, your friends group, your community, whatever that may be, with the Three of Cups. That, and does it mean you know what to do around? Like maybe what that group needs or what your family needs or what your friend group needs or the implementation of that. And maybe you've already been trying to exercise this in a certain group environment, networking at work, you know, whatever that may be. I know it's a clear story that comes through. Check it out. Coming in with these energies, what we're focused on, what we're dealing with, though, which is your theme for this season, there's a lot of earth coming up here, like I said, is this is what I've learned. And maybe others can't support what you know or how you want to move through the world or how you say that. And so you must ask yourself then, okay, depending on whether you found that support or not, depending on whether you have supported in that way or not, like supporting from a place of knowledge, right, what others need. Go back and check out that Mercury video I did. And Cancers, when I look at Cancer energy of knowledge, of thought, right? That's Mercury in Cancer, if you want to look at it that way. It's, I think the line that I remember is, you know, Cancer kind of knows from feeling of if someone needs a sandwich or they need a hug. This is internal knowledge. This could be that wisdom that Amethyst talked about. But with the Nine of Pentacles as the focus, this is very much about, right, I've done it. This is what I know. This is who I am. This is what I've acquired. This is what I've mastered, right? Nine of Pentacles. But am I the big fish in a small pond? Am I, like, you know, first and foremost, whatever knowledge you've acquired, you use it for yourself of what you need to do. This may be something, if you've been looking for the right environment, or the right friend group or the right dating app or whatever it is, right? That if you're looking, if you think, if you've kind of been looking for the right support system, whatever that means for you with that Three of Cups, or whatever you're supported in or not supported in, Nine of Pentacles says you do it alone. Like whether you have the support or not, that you've achieved a lot. You've achieved a lot, but there's a way forward from it. Now, why am I saying that? Because you've got two knights here. Now, again, I know you're a water sign, right? And you're the I feel water sign as well. But if Aries is your 10th house, Libra is your 4th. So that internal dialogue, how you speak to yourself, how you can sit, have that consideration within yourself. It's all well and good that having that consideration and knowing all sides of everything, but we must make a decision from that place. And it feels like what you, the focus in the present is on a different way of communicating. Remember that the Knight of Swords takes action based on his beliefs, thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and how we communicate them. So we're coming in from this kind of mastery of this kind of knowledge of self-knowledge, whatever it is that you have knowledge about. Maybe you've learned something, studied something, done that job forever, whatever it is, right? This shows that as well. We've got mastery here. We have knowledge here. But its application and how you express it is different because we're going to the Knight of Swords. Knights always progress a situation. And arguably, the Knight of Swords is the fastest moving knight. But we can stumble. We don't have the precise, wonderful way of doing it. Like, say you've put the constraint on yourself that I'm only going to communicate what I know in a lovely, loving, supportive way. That may not always be possible. You may not always be able to keep everyone happy. No matter what you say, right? No matter what you say, I love whatever. It's the most loving statement that you can make. There is somebody that will judge you for it. There is someone that will criticize you for loving this, to them, unlovable thing. So this, if this is the dynamic that you've set up for this, I can only move forward with this, won't happen. Knight of Swords knows that. But his emphasis is on expressing his truth. And when he's in his highest dynamic or his highest energy, right, the Knight of Swords is curious. He knows he's got a story. You know, he's got ideas, but he, you know, he doesn't know what yours is. You know, what motivates you? That's going to be his question. She also, I know she has a story. Remember, I mean, because I did talk about being a victim. I'm not saying you're a victim, but I wrote this about myself like earlier this morning on the Discord server because they were coming, as I'm recording this, it's the end of Pisces season. And I said something like, you know, there's a dynamic that's going on in my personal relationships. And I said, I'm trying to come from a place of self-awareness where I'm not the victim and not a martyr either. And that may not be your dynamic, but that's an example of this. But when she's not in her highest vibration, when she's not in her expanded energy, let's put it that way, she will stereotype the world. These people are bad. These people are that, whatever. Not really getting that for you because I don't see how the King of Swords would come up if you're still coming from that place, right? So this might be a new way of communicating that you're figuring out. What you will realize through this season as you move forward is with the Pentacles people coming up here is it's not enough just to speak about it. It's not enough just to have an idea or to kind of get it clear in my head. Part of this is going to be physically building this, giving it time, effort, and energy. That's where you get these knights in the both the advice. You get the Knight of Pentacles here, and you get the Queen of Pentacles here, which is this is she's like the Empress in this sense. What she nurtures, what she holds time, space, and energy for. It's not enough just to think it or journal about it or even talk about it. There is some movement, there are some steps that you can take this season or that you're moving towards taking this season. Now, on the other hand, because it's Earth, I might say this, that if you are trying to push something or force something or really feel like you need to get out of this, the healing chaos may be this Aries season and then this is Taurus season for you. That's where you can physically implement, move forward. But you will know that yourself. I don't want to put that constraint on you because it can be either or. That's on you. Right, to know that. Let's get clarified. That's your basically your reading. I mean, look at those bloody cards, how they went flying. That is basically your reading, my friends. Right, let's start with this Queen of Swords. Oh god, what is this? This is what I mean. It feels very earthy, your reading. because it only happens for earth signs. I associate with earth energy when even the decks feel, I want to use the word sticky, but they're not literally sticky, but just very clumped together, like earth, right? Solid. Let's see. Your truth has changed. Well, how did that change? The Hanged Man. And this may be a story that you've had to sacrifice about yourself. And it might be a noble story. It might be a story of how you survived. It might be a story of whatever it is. I don't know what it will be. But you've got the Hanged Man here, which that would be Pisces season. So it's changed in Pisces season. What you know, what your story is, what your role is, what you came here to do, how you are affected by things, what you've been created by your past experiences, you know, what you became, I guess is the better way of putting it, with that Hanged Man. So we've had a flip. Interesting, because Gemini got that as their advice. You've already experienced it. Yeah, I knew it. That's the Druid. That's the Hierophant. Knight of Swords, right. Your reading is so crystal clear, and which is interesting considering you're Amethyst and Healing Chaos, which things are not crystal clear when that's going on, right? Or maybe you are at the heart of that, because sometimes one of the messages I get from when a tornado shows up in a reading is, you know, when you're in the eye of the storm, it's the silent. You got that chaos all boiling around you, but where you are is silent. Now, you can stay in that quiet spot, but if you to make any kind of movement, Knights, right, you're gonna have to go through the chaos. You can stay in it, and that's a part of this as well. So with this Three of Cups coming up and the Druid, which is the Hierophant is structures of and rule systems of stability. You know, it's societal rules, it could be whatever it is, but it's literally the path that has brought us here. It's tradition. And this is traditionally what has brought stability to how you connect to others, how you support, how you are supported. Four of Cups didn't come up, but there's a very much a Four of Cups feeling that is kind of, it's coming. Like there's a Four of Cups, and that's moon in Cancer, I was going to say Capricorn, because that's your card. So with this Hierophant energy coming up, it's, whatever your story, because you'll have a personal story around support. No one ever supports me. Everyone supports me. This is the support I want. These are my friends, you know, whatever it is. There's a rule change or a story change going on around that. And you may find, just talking from experience, that what you once found stabilizing and supportive, now you find like a pair of like cement boots or something, right? That they're keeping you stuck. Now, one of the ways of your dynamic of dealing with this or integrate, you know, supporting whatever, is King of Swords, Knight of Swords is only speaking when you're certain of what you're saying, which, hey, there's a lot of stuff changing around communication with this reading. I'd be interested to see what comes up here when I clarify this Knight of Swords, but the King of Swords, there's another one that actually that's coming through around that. King of Swords has all this knowledge, but can you imagine if the King of Swords, who knows what he knows, right? He has all these ideas. People come and consult him. He's an advisor. If he has all this knowledge, but he cloaks it in the Knight of Swords. Hey, I'm just a knight. I'm just here to investigate. I'm just here to expand. I'm here to learn, right? Yes, it's good to have both. But I'm going to ask you this question because it is Aries and it's a new version of us coming out. Where have you not said what you know? Where do you keep a lid on your advanced knowledge? Where do you just not say it? Oh, I'll put it another way. Where do you dumb yourself down for others? For the benefit of others. Because you want to be supportive. That's what matters to you. I'm not judging this. This is not right or wrong. It's a dynamic. It's, we're neutrally looking at it as this is my dynamic around this. This is my way of doing this. And it's great. You know, there's reaping the rewards of that, enjoying the fruits of your labor as the Nine of Pentacles. But there is a whole world to explore outside of this safe place. What do we do? Justice. which speaks to this Queen of Swords. Remember what Healing Chaos said at the end? If you're in a stagnant situation, it may not feel stagnant to you. It may feel like it's sturdy. You know what you're dealing with. My life's finally good after a long time. That could be a theme that comes up around this. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune, that wheel's turning. So with Justice coming up, it's balance, yeah. You know, it's harmonious energy, and it's how we make decisions. We want to get to a place of balance and stability, then we make a decision. However, we got the Ten of Wands with this, and it's the burden of doing it that way. There are a number of things, so many different things that I shared on Discord. I think I've shared it during weeklies and stuff as well, that there are ways of being for me in my own life that I needed them, right? I think the most prominent one that I shared during Pisces season was my relationship with the divine, with the universe, with spirit, right? And it was a lot of the time, so the phase that we go through, it can look like an improvement. It is. It's a step up. It's an expansion. It's growth from where we were. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful to experience. But at some point, we're ready to move from there as well by virtue of it. And that's where we recognize the limitations of our current system. I want to put it that way. It's coming up as a system. Where what was once liberating and eye-opening and, you know, empowering even, becomes a burden that we carry. Because that's what happens with the Ten of Wands. It started off with the Ace of Wands, right, which we're excited and it's something new, it's dynamic and we're going in different directions and, you know, we're putting different action into things. We're celebrating our how far we've come. We're challenging ourselves. We're proud of how we've challenged ourselves. We know what we stand for. We're communicating from that place of empowerment. I'm going through the whole suit if you hadn't realized. And then, but then we start to feel tired. Then we're like, then we become a little bit defensive. We're trying to, you know, defend what we did or why we did it that way. By this point, we know that it's a burden that we need to put down. Like, we can't, we're not invested in it the same way we were. We're not excited anymore. We're just carrying it now for the sake of carrying it. Wheel of Fortune says that wheel has turned now. You are in a new era. This is a new time for you. It's fascinating. Out of all the readings that I've done, I'm not saying, I mean, they've all been profound in their own way. Very clear, all of them. But yours is like just cut the crap kind of energy to yours. So that must be how you're feeling, which is interesting seeing as the bloody cards didn't want to come out. But as it said, maybe you know what to do. You know what you know what you need to do, but it's difficult you getting it done. Let's look at this Knight of Swords in the present. Yeah, all right, I get it. That's regret, loss, missed opportunities. There's grief around this. You know, even when we know what the truth is, even when we know what we need to do, there can be a lot of grief. Take it from me, as someone who went through the whole kind of death process around giving up readings and stuff. And I still don't, I'm doing this kind of 9-day comeback, right? But it's different. Like, I feel different. It's not, this is not, oh, I'm back. But it's also not unaffected by what I went through. Even when you know what the right thing to say is or to think or to do or the decision to make, right? Look at there's three cups knocked over here. So this can be the fear of, if I say this, then I will lose people that support me, or my family won't be happy, or I might lose friends, you know, whatever that is around this. But the Knight of Swords, the truth is the truth is the truth. It's inevitable at some point that we look at what we will lose or what we stand to lose by doing this. And that's a good idea. I mean, I usually look at that and make my peace with it, and then I can do anything that I want to do. Five of Wands. Yeah. This is a new, I mean, you've got the Five of Cups and the Five of Wands. So we got, I mean, immediately, what do I call them? You know that, agents of chaos. The Knight of Swords is speaking truth to power. I don't like that phrase, but you know what I mean. It's my truth. I'm curious about your truth. I'm curious about how the world reacts to this, but it's my truth. It's not an easy truth to say. It's not an easy truth to bear. I know that, but I will regret if I don't say this. And even if I have regrets from saying it, I can deal with those because it challenges me. It challenges a new version of me to come out. Remember the Nine of Pentacles? You're very good at being this Nine of Pentacles. You've done it for a long time. Like, hats off to you. Kudos, right? Credit where credit is due. You've done a lot. You've come to this place. And what I usually say to clients or to people in my life when this happens is, this is not being done to you. That wheel is turned. You have these opportunities. Wheel of Fortune is a card of opportunities. And it also says the time is now. You've done this because you've done so well. It's not punishment. It's not trying to get in your place. You haven't made a mistake. Remember, you know, I always think it talks about spirals and cycles. You don't get a more difficult course in university, right? Because you failed high school or college or whatever you went through before. It's because you got good grades. It's because you're capable of handling the greater workload. And that can be difficult to remember when we're surrounded by chaos. Yeah, Nine of Wands. Like, there's something that you know, and you may feel it in your body just because of the physical presence of these. You may feel it in your body. I'm going to say something to you that every single air sign knows. And if they're honest with themselves, they know this. I've had to be very honest with myself over the years around this. Is that, and we all have air, right? This is not just about, oh, but I don't have anything in air. You do. You have, if you breathe, air is a part of your experience. And hopefully you breathe. But you can justify anything any way that you want. Justice, Knight of Swords, King of Swords, Queen of Swords. You can make an argument for anything in your life. Why are you making that argument? I think about that Ten of Wands guy, because he's the one that's coming up here. And he might be saying, no, but you know, this has worked really well for me in the past, the Hierophant. This is the best thing for everyone. You know, Pluto's in Aquarius now. Look at how we use astrology for this. That Pluto's in Aquarius now. This is doing what's for the highest good. This is a sacrifice that I'm making for the highest good of all. Like, you know, for me to do this. All right, cool. If that is your truth, that is your truth. But is it your truth? And with the Ten of Wands and the Nine of Wands, it's saying, is this a justification for carrying on the same way? And be processed. It's the system. There's something about systems that keeps coming into your reading. It's not enough. It's not about the literal physical act, because the literal physical act is what you do, what you commit to. That's where it's coming in. Not the thing. What it takes for you to take that step. What it takes for you to be an agent of chaos. What it takes for you to, you know, to, there's a restlessness that comes in here. You know, if you've been carrying something for a long time or defending something for a long time, what is this? The other thing I'm going to say around the Nine of Wands, especially with the Five of Wands coming up there, you don't have to defend what you do, right? Just saying that. If it's not something that you're defending, if you feel defensive about making a choice or saying something, if you're completely honest, if you know within yourself, without justification, this is who I am. This is what my truth is. This is what I have to do this. I will regret it if I don't. This is the next stage in my evolution. This is an expansion of the energy that I've already put into everything. I know this to be true. Then you don't have to justify it. That's who you are. You say that. That's not to say everyone will like it. And they don't have to like it. That's where we get unstuck. I think I talked about this with Gemini. It was either Taurus or Gemini. Someone. I've talked about this with someone. This is, you are offering the gift of the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are may be an arsehole to somebody. May be an earth angel to someone else. But you don't know that. And you're not doing it to be an arsehole, and you're not doing it to be an earth angel. You're doing it because to do anything else would be a lie. So when we grant ourselves that permission to be honest, right, with ourselves first and foremost, and then with the world, we grant other people permission to be honest as well. And there was a meme, it was an Aquarius meme, and I think I've shared it many times on Discord, I think, which is, you know, Aquarius, which, hey, you know, Aquarius is your eighth house, so this is a part of you as well, that I would rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. That's the gift that we give each other, of honesty, of this is who I am. Like, you know, really, and hey, we're all arseholes somewhere. Somewhere we all are. So once we're clear on that, actually, you know what, I feel like getting one more for this, but I'm going to get it from this deck. Where I move on to that Knight of Pentacles. Another agent of chaos. We have the Five of Pentacles coming up now, and that's the thing, right? This could be fear of rejection, of lack of, this is a scarcity mindset. What if I don't have enough? What if you need help, this will also be asking for help. But do you see the chaos? Do you see the chaos coming up here? Which is, you know, the Knight of Swords must speak his truth, even though there's emotional chaos, even though there's energetic chaos. And like, I don't know what to do. I've challenged myself to show up bigger, brighter, whatever. Even though there is material chaos. And this can be emotional or physical poverty. I don't have enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough whatever. Or I will be rejected. I'll be left outside. It's exhausting. But the thing is, it's more exhausting to stay within that chaos, or to hold it within yourself and not act on it, and not speak on it, not make a decision based on this, move forward with this. Spectacular. Right, let's see what this Knight of Pentacles is saying now in the future. Who, his whole thing is one step at a time. Seven of Swords. So the next step that you take, be honest with yourself, whatever it is you're planning, whatever it is that you want to commit to, whatever it is you want to do, right? Signing up for something, buying a book, anything. Nothing is too small for this. Ask yourself, am I making this decision to show up more, like to be more my truth? Or is it to avoid something? Seven of Swords is a risk, and it is risky to take that step. In fact, this could be encouraging you to take a step that is risky. I mean, that's what Aries energy is all about, taking healthy risks. It's a sign, an energy of courage, of being the warrior, of showing up, being very direct, action-oriented, which is risk-taking. Wow. Rare cups. I'm going to say this. Oh, obviously, it's not going to be true for everyone, but the Five of Pentacles says this as well. You know who your people are by that. Remember what I just said, right? So I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. This is the support. So you may feel the dynamics are all around this support system. There's that system thing that's come about, process systems, right? How you support yourself, you'll find that reflection. How you support yourself is how the world will support you. And so there is this thing of taking a risk. What is worth the risk? What step is worth the risk? Even if you're risking this, Three of Cups. I think the Three of Cups is Mercury in Cancer. One more. Yeah, Nine of Swords. When you get the Nine of Swords in the future position, it is always a projection from the present, always. I'll get one more for that. Actually, it wants to come from the other deck. All right. Yeah. It's your legacy. It's long-term security and stability comes from this. Nine of Swords is also when we've gone too far in the future. It's a fear of the future. It's that mind restlessness. It's the chaos, right? There's a massive difference between the chaos of our thoughts. I don't know who I said this to. Maybe it was Aries or Taurus. Again, I don't remember. But chaos and order will always exist. Always exist. Now, when we are hellbent on bringing order to our external reality, we face that chaos inside. Right? You know, and that's where we have things like perfectionism, insecurity, controlling behavior, needing others to show up in the way that we deem, needing others to be okay. This is all controlling behavior. It's all fear-based behavior. And it comes from our internal chaos. Like, we would not be trying so hard to bring order to life or the world if we weren't. You know, I've seen that. Whenever I see controlling behavior, I always feel sorry for those people because I think there's some mad chaos going on inside of them. That's the only way they can quieten that or deal with that, is by being overly concerned with what goes on around them. On the other hand, when you have that order within, like that clarity of this is my truth, you may cause chaos in the outside world, but it also allows you to navigate chaos in your outside world because you know what your North Star is. You know where you're directed. There's a fear here of your long-term security and stability. Now, I'll give you an example. So part of this might be, you know, if you're thinking about leaving your job, it doesn't have to be like whatever. You know that job isn't for you. But you may be thinking, shit, where am I going to get money from or to do that? Or you're thinking of, you know, I don't know, getting a divorce, right? Or moving out from home or from family and stuff. And it's like, will I be able to take care of myself? Like, you know, will there be that long-term security? And that is a risk. And I'm not sat here trying to tell you that it won't be a risk. The Seven of Swords says it will be a risk. But with the Nine of Swords, the more you fear what could happen, the bigger that fear becomes. The Knight of Pentacles says, let's take one step. So the next one step that takes us close to the truth, that is an expression of this truth. How do we do that? Well, you have the Queen of Pentacles coming up as your advice. That is your opposite sign. That is Capricorn. And this is where it's the understanding of, this is what I give my time to. This is what I hold space for. That which I value, right, I must nurture to allow it to grow to become whatever it is. Do you see that? You're moving from a very headspace, right? Which is, this is fourth house, internal, to seventh Capricorn, which is relationship, my relationship to this. What do I want to nurture in this relationship? What do I want to grow in this relationship? Wow. The world, which is Saturn, the one cycle is ended in how you nurture, and the sun, which is clarity, which is growth. It's creative energy. The combination of the Queen of Pentacles and the Sun is the Empress. Queen of Swords. You know, because I did it for the other two. I don't know why. I'll get one more from this. Yeah. Ace of Cups. It's this is new water, but it's coming in through air and earth, which would be a good way to describe that tornado. Now, you're not forgetting your story. That's not what's going on here. But if you've learned, right, in quotes, through difficult circumstances, you don't need to do that anymore. If it's always been about letting go of things, cutting people out of your life or doing whatever, you don't need to do that anymore. But the sun says about growth. It's about expansive energy now. Even the Queen of Pentacles is about growth, right? And then with the Ace of Cups here, you know, there's the Ace of Swords didn't come up for you, Ace of Swords, because you've got all these swords people. I think you know that truth. It's the expression of it. It's what you do with it now out in the world. But here's the thing. How you deal with your emotions, how you nurture yourself, That is what's changing. That's the Queen of Swords. Your fourth house energy is the Queen of Swords. How you've changed, what you've learned about yourself. And that is the part that you are nurturing. That is the part that you are expanding, but you are doing it physically. Remember, Pentacles is our physical body. It's what we have. It's our time. It's our resources, whatever you consider resources. This will be your emotional resource, and you're using it in a different way, and you're aware of it in a different way. It speaks to you in a different way. It's a powerful reading, Cancer. I hope you're going to let me know how you get on with this. A lot of people don't, right? But it would be lovely if at the end of the season, if you remember, if you came back and dropped a note on how you worked with this energy, not what happened, but how you worked with this energy. That's the bit that I love to hear. But there you go, my lovelies. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time. But that's all for now. Goodbye.